Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome to Ummah Radio. You are listening to the Tafsir class with myself, Abu Musab. Alright, to continue, we are doing the Tafsir Ibn Kathir, Volume 1, Stalbadi with the Tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah. We last stopped on the ayah, والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. Or rather I should say, we last stopped on the ayah before that. So we had last completed والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. What I'm saying, that's what we are going about to do now. We had last completed ayah number 3 before that. So we are now starting with the Tafsir of Ayah number 4. So then, without further ado, Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. So the Tafsir, we're moving on, Ayah number 4 of Surah Al-Baqarah. He says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And those who have brought iman on that which has been revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which has been revealed before you, and who believe in the year after. Move on to the translation. He says, قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن يصدقون بما جئت به من الله وبما جاء به من قبلك من المرسلين. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, he explained the ayah. He says, they believe in that which you have been sent with from Allah, meaning that which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been sent with, and that which has been sent before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the previous Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, to Musa alayhi sallam, like the accepting the true Torah, not the Torah that in the hand of the Jews today, where they have changed so much, or so to say, just about everything of the Torah. A person does not have to, or rather not permitted to, believe these changes to be part of the Torah. But what we have to believe in as part of our iman is to believe in the original Torah which Allah revealed to Musa alayhi salam. So that is what is being meant here. Not that you should believe in the Torah that the Jews now currently use, where they have just about changed everything and made their own version of it. So, any case, he says, and those who believe in that which has been sent to the prophets before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لا يفرقون بينهم ولا يجحدون ما جاءوهم به من ربهم. They do not differentiate between any of the Anbiya alayhi wasallam, nor do they reject any of what they have come with from their Lord. The first part, where they do not differentiate, this does not mean that all the Anbiya alayhi wasalam were on one level. Definitely some Anbiya alayhi wasalam were on a higher level than others, and we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was on the highest level of all the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. What this means by not differentiating is like how the Jews come and they reject Isa alayhi salam and say he's not a Nabi, or other ones, and they say, no, we don't accept this one, he wasn't a prophet, and things like this, like how many Jews killed Anbiya alayhi wasalam claiming they weren't Anbiya, and things like that. So that is what is being meant, where you do not differentiate between them. We accept each and every single one of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam that Allah has sent, that they are messengers from Allah, and that's it. We accept them. We don't say no, this like this, or all the excuses that the Jews came up with in order to reject the Anbiya. Nor do we reject anything which that they came with. Whatever they brought from Allah, it was from Allah, and we accept it, and we leave it at that. Same like how it is in Islam, that whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has placed down as part of the Sharia, we accept it. To reject any part of the Sharia is kufr. So to reject anything, like say Allah gave in the let's say that according to, that Allah revealed, for example, to Musa alayhi salam that to, let's say, eat camel meat, for example, was not permissible. Just for example. Then, like how we have to accept everything of our deen, they had to accept everything of their deen, not rejecting parts of their sharia. And we also, if Allah has said that this is what was revealed in their book, then we accept that this is what comes from Allah, and we don't reject that either. We accept whatever Allah had sent down. Despite the fact that the Sharia has changed and we don't follow that same ruling, for instance, but still, we believe that if it comes from Allah, then we believe in it. We may not follow it as part of our Sharia, but we still believe that it comes from Allah. That's that point. He moves on, he says, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And they have this firm conviction and belief in the year after. أي بِالْبَعْثِ وَالْقِيَامَةِ وَالْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ وَالْحِسَابِ وَالْمِيزَانِ. The year after, the Akhirah, he says, this things of the year after is what? بِالْبَعْثِ, the resurrection. وَالْقِيَامَةِ. Okay, قِيَامَةِ is the is when you will be raised from the grave, and Qiyamah is when basically when you will be judged according to Ba'ath and Qiyamah is basically uses synonyms. Basically it means the resurrection. Wal Jannati wal Nar, heaven and hell, so to say. Wal Hisabi wal Mizan, the Hisab is when everyone will be judged, all your deeds and everything will be weighed, and then you obviously will be decided whether you go to Jannah or to Jahannam. All of this is matters of the year after, which is what a person is obligated to believe in. وَإِنَّمَا سُمِّيَتِ الْآخِرَةِ لِأَنَّهَا بَعَدَ الدُّنْيَا. The reason it is called the Akhirah, the year after, is because it comes after the dunya, after this world. وَقَدْ اخْتَلَفَ الْمُفَسِّرُونَ فِي الْمَوْصُوفِينَ هُنَا عَلَى ثَلَاثَةِ أَقْوَالٍ حَكَاهَا إِبْنُ جَرِيرٍ. The Mufassirin, they differ with regards to who is being addressed in this ayah, and the ulama, they have three views. Imam Ibn Jarir rahimahullah, he reports it. The first one, أحدها أن الموصوفين أولا هم الموصوفون ثانيا وهم كل مؤمن مؤمن العرب ومؤمن أهل الكتاب. The first group of ulama, they are of the opinion that the people who are being addressed and described in the beginning, they are the one who are being described in the second point as well, and that is every believer. Mu'minul Arab, the Arab believers. Now by this term, Mu'minul Arab, the Arab believers, this means Muslims basically, at a nutshell, whether you're Arab or non-Arab. The reason why this term Mu'minul Arab is used is because it's used in the context of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when the Quran was being revealed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, obviously living in Arabia, the vast majority of the people there accepting Islam were Arabs. So therefore, the Mu'mins, you have the Mu'mineen of the Arabs, and then you had the Ahlul Kitab, the Jews and the Christians, and then obviously you had the Mushrikeen. That was basically the types of people who were present. So therefore he uses this term of the Mu'minul Arab, the believers of the Arabs, not restricting it and say, like how a person would think that he's referring only to Arabs, and that this ayah don't refer to non-Arabs here. If you come from Pakistan, the ayah don't refer to you. No, that's not what he's meant. So when he says here Mu'minul Arab, he means basically the mu'mineen of this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and also the believers from the Ahlul Kitab, those who truly believed in Isa alayhi salam, and those who truly believed in Musa alayhi salam, without any of the kufr beliefs that and obviously this don't apply to Christians and Jews of today. This again applies to before the nubuwah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Any case, that's the first group of ulama. The second group, he says, وَالثَّانِي هُمْ مُؤْمِنُوا أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. The second group of ulama, they say this ayah is addressed to the believers of the Ahlul Kitab, those who believed in Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam. وَعَلَى هَذَيْنِ تَكُونُ الْوَاوُ عَاطِفَةٌ صِفَاتٍ عَلَى صِفَاتٍ كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى فَعَطَفَ الصِّفَاتِ بَعْضُهَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Coming back, he says, وَالثَّانِي, the second group of ulama, they say, هُمْ مُؤْمِنُوا أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. They are of the opinion that this ayah refers to the believers of the Ahlul Kitab. And he says, وَعَلَى هَذَيْنِ تَكُونُ الْوَاوُ عَاطِفَةٌ صِفَاتٍ عَلَى صِفَاتٍ كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى فَعَطَفَ الصِّفَاتِ بَعْضُهَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ. That, according to this opinion of these scholars, the wow, as you can say, in Arabic, you have many different types of waw. You have waw, atifa. Okay, to translate these Arabic terms into English, I don't quite really know the proper usages, but the waw, atifa sometimes is translated in English as the waw of connectivity. So, any case, it's like this. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. Now comes the new waw, wa, and that which has been revealed Unzila min qablik, revealed before you. So, is this two different sets of people, or is this one set of people who are being described with two qualities? That's the point of debate. That's why the first group of ulama said it refers to Muslims and or rather to the Muslims of this ummah, and it refers to Ahlul Kitab as well. Now the second say these are two qualities, both are referring to the Ahlul Kitab. So then in this case, when it's all of this that he said, that it's out of upon the other one, it's all of these, basically put it in a nutshell, all of these are qualities, they are connected to one another, and it's all being referred to the Ahlul Kitab. He says it's like similar to how Allah says in Surah Al-A'la that سبح اسم ربك الأعلى, glorify the name of your Lord the Most High, الذي خلق فسوى, the one who created and proportioned. And then Allah uses this wow again, والذي قدر فهدى, instead of saying, for example, الذي قدر فهدى, but this wow comes in here, and so this and is here, this wow is wow out to just put another quality of Allah. This is not somebody else who did this qadra fahada, who ordered, set out things and then guided everyone, predetermined, put out the qadr and guided people. So this is not somebody else who did this. It's Allah who created and proportioned, and also Allah predestined everything and guided people. This is what is being, what is referred, what this group of ulama are using as their proof behind having this second opinion. Moving on to the third opinion, he says, وَالثَّالِثُ أَنَّ الْمَوْصُوفِينَ أَوَّلًا مُؤْمِنُ الْعَرَبِ وَالْمَوْصُوفُونَ ثَانِيًا بِقَوْلِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ هُمْ مُؤْمِنُ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. The third group of ulama, they say that the first people who are, the people who are described and addressed primarily, they are the mu'min, the, as you can say, the mu'mineen of this ummah. Like, again, like I say, although it says the Arab believers, but it refers to the believers of this ummah. So, the first people who are being addressed primarily are the, us, the mu'mineen of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wal mawsoofuna thaniyan, بقوله يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك. And those so we are the primary meaning and primary ones who are addressed, and those the secondary ones who are addressed, they are the Ahlul Kitab, for in the ayah, you, those who believe in that which has been revealed to you and that which has been revealed before you. And he says واختاره ابن جرير, and this is the view chosen by Imam Ibn Jarir rahimahullah. وَيَسْتَشْهِدُ بِنْ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, and he uses as proof the ayah of the Quran where Allah says وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَمَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. In another ayah Allah says, and indeed from the people of the book there are those who believe in Allah and that which has been revealed to you and that which has been revealed to them as well. وَبِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, another ayah he uses as proof is الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ هُمْ بِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَإِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِهِ إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مُسْلِمِينَ. The, in this ayah Allah says those who we have given the book before مِنْ قَبْلِهِ هُمْ بِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ, they were believing in it, believers already. وَإِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ, and when it is recited to them, they say, we believe in it, indeed it is the truth from our Lord, indeed we were believers, we were believing in it already before. وَبِمَا رُوِيَ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّهُمْ قَالَ, and another proof of his is the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, which says, ثَلَاثَةٌ يُؤْتَوْنَ أَجْرَهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنَ. There are three people, three types of people who will get the reward double, twice. They will get twofold reward. رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ آمَنَ بِنَبِيِّهِ وَآمَنَ بِي. A person from the Ahlul Kitab, a Jew or a Christian who truly believed in Isa alayhi salam and followed the Sharia, his Sharia, or a Jew who truly believed in Musa alayhi salam and followed his Sharia, and then he accepted Islam and he followed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For this person, he will get two rewards. As you can say, two rewards here. One reward for following the previous Nabi, and one reward for following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Obviously, this no longer applies today, because now any Jew or Christian today is on kufr. So, his abode is already Jahannam as it stands. Not like how it was before the Nubuwa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because the matter was not quite so clear back then. It was only when Allah revealed the Quran that Allah made everything crystal clear. So there was still some scope for them. Plus, their religions, the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam and that of Isa alayhi salam, it was, so to say, although it was corrupted by the Jews and the Christians, it was still closer to the truth than the mushrikeen, those who were just worshipping idols or worshipping fire or things like that. So, any case, this applied to them, which no longer applies today. The second type of people is وَرَجُلٌ مَمْلُوكٍ أَدَّى حَقَّ اللَّهِ وَحَقَّ مَوَالِيهِ. The second type of person is a slave in the literal sense, that he belongs to certain people or to one particular person. So he fulfilled the rights of Allah and he fulfilled the rights of his masters. So whether he is owned by one person or he's owned by a group of people, he fulfills both the commands of what his masters tell him to do, whatever they command him with, and he also does all his ibadah that he is supposed to do, makes his salah and everything of the sort. So he gets two rewards. وَرَجُلٌ أَدَّبَ جَارِيَتَهُ فَأَحْسَنَ تَأْدِيبَهَا ثُمَّ أَعْتَقَهَا وَتَزَوَّجَهَا. And the third group of people is a man who teaches his slave girl, and he teaches her properly and well, and then he frees her and he marries her. So for these three type of people, they will get double reward. Now Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he moves on, so he now speaks from himself. He says, قُلْتُ وَالظَّاهِرُ قَوْلُ مُجَاهِدٍ أَرْبَعُ آيَاتٍ مِنْ سُورَةِ الْبَقَرَةِ فِي نَعَةِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَآيَتَانِ فِي نَعَةِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَثَلَاثَ عَشَرَةَ فِي الْمُنَافِقِينَ فَهَذِهِ الْآيَاتُ الْأَرْبَعُ عَامَةٌ فِي كُلِّ مُؤْمِنٍ اتَّصَفَ بِهَا مِنْ عَرَبِيٍّ وَعَجَمِيٍّ وَكِتَابِيٍّ مِنْ إِنْسِيٍّ وَجِنِّيٍّ وَلَيْسَ تَصِيرُ. Okay, tell the Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he says, the clear apparent words of Imam Mujahid rahimahullah, he says, four ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah are describing the believers. Then two ayat are describing the disbelievers. Then 13 ayat are describing the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. So he says, these four ayat, they are general and unrestricted for every believer who matches these qualities, whether he's an Arab or a non-Arab or a person of Ahlul Kitab, whether it's a human or a jinn, all of them, it's unrestricted. Any believer who believes in Allah and follows the true way, this ayah was referring to them. Now, what is meant by this qawl of Imam Mujahid rahimahullah, where he said 4 and then 2 and then 13? This you see when you open a Surah Baqarah and you read basically from from the third ayah actually. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. 1. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. 2. أُولَئِكَ عَلَى هُدًى مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. إِنَّ الَّذِي that's 1, 2, 3, 4. Those are the four ayat of the believers. Then comes إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَى سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَى أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Those are two ayat for the kafirin. So like he said, four ayat first come for the believers, then two ayat come for the disbelievers, and then 13 ayat come thereafter for the munafiqeen. So from the next ayah 8 onwards, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Right through, all of that is regarding the munafiqeen, right up until يَا أَيُّوَ النَّاسُ عُبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ, all the way up till there, it's all describing munafiqeen. So that is what was meant by that part when he said 4 and then 2 and then 13 ayat. Any case, he says, وَلَيْسَ تُصِحُ وَاحِدَةٌ مِّنْ هَذِي الصِّفَاتِ بِدُونِ الْأُخْرَى بَلْ كُلُّ وَاحِدَةٍ مُسْتَلْزِمَةٌ لِلْأُخْرَى وَشَرْطٌ مَعَهَا فَلَا يَصِحُّ الْإِيمَانُ بِالْغَيْبِ إِلَّا مَعَ الْإِيمَانِ بِمَا جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولُ وَمَا جَاءَ بِهِ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ وَالْإِنْقَانِ بِالْآخِرَةِ. He says, and it's not possible that you can hold one of these qualities without the other. But in fact, each and every one of them are a condition for the other one. So it is not, a person will not have iman in the unseen, except if he has iman in that which the messenger has brought down, and having iman in that which has come from the previous anbiya alayhi salam as well, and having yaqeen, that firm conviction in the year after. That is, so basically what he's saying is, there's no picking and choosing. You can't say, okay, I believe in the year after, but I don't believe in the Quran. Or I believe in the Quran, but I don't believe the year after will come. So, and if there's one quality that is missing, then you're a kafir. You have to believe in each and every single one of these qualities that is mentioned in these ayat over here. So he says, كَمَا أَنَّ هَذَا لَا يَصْحُّ إِلَّا بِذَاكَ, like how this is not possible except with that. وَقَدْ أَمَرَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِذَلِكَ كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَالْكِتَابِ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ عَلَى رَسُولِهِ وَالْكِتَابِ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ مِن قَبْلِ. Like Allah has commanded the believers with that, when Allah said, O you who have brought iman, believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the book which has been revealed upon His Messenger, meaning the Quran, and the book which has been revealed previously, meaning the Torah and the Injil. وقال تعالى وقولوا آمنا بالذي أنزل إلينا وأنزل إليكم وإلهنا وإلهكم واحد. In another ayah Allah says, and say, we believe in that which has been revealed to us, and that which has been revealed to you, and our Lord and your Lord is one. Obviously, we don't believe in Jesus, so that's not what is meant, but it means that your true God is Allah. So, we believe in Allah, and you are supposed to be believing in Allah, and the Injil, not the Bible. The Bible is the words of Paul. We're not talking, that's not what Allah sent down whatsoever. That was the writings of Paul, and Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, and whoever else, but that was not at all what Allah had sent down. So, any case, we believe in that, those who say we believe in that which has been revealed to us of the Quran, and that which has been revealed to you of the Torah and the Injil, and our Lord and your Lord is one. One, as you can say, in the sense of one, that there is no Trinity, and one in the sense that both of us, the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam was worshipping Allah, the Sharia of Isa alayhi salam was worshipping Allah, and the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also worshipping Allah. So from both those senses, our Lord and your Lord is one. وأخبر تعالى عن المؤمنين كلهم بذلك فقال آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله الآية. And Allah Ta'ala has informed the believers, all of them, about that when Allah said, آمن الرسول, the messenger has believed in that which has been revealed to him from his Lord, and the believers also believe in this. All of them believe in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers. We do not differentiate between any one of His messengers. And again, like I explained earlier, the differentiation, what is meant here, is when a person say, no, I don't accept this one, he's not a Nabi, or this year, and things like that. This is what is meant by differentiation. And not, like some people misunderstand it, they think, no, that all the Anbiya alayhi salam are on equal level. They're all the same. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the other Anbiya alayhi wa sallam are the same. This is not what is meant. As you can see, in fact, the very first line of the third Jews, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. Those are the messengers. They are the messengers. Some of them we have favored over others. So from the Quran itself, Allah says that they are not on the same level. Some are higher than others. Any case, so that's with regards to that. That's the tafsir of the fourth ayah. Now he moves on to the fifth ayah, very short one. He says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدَىٰ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They are the ones who are on the guidance from their Lord, and they are the ones who are the successful ones. يقول تعالى أولئك أي المتصفون بما تقدم من الإيمان بالغيب وإقامة الصلاة والإنفاق من الذي رزقهم الله والإيمان بما أنزل إلى الرسول والإيقان بالآخرة. Where Allah says, those ones, meaning those who have been described in the ayats which has passed by, of believing in the unseen, establishing salah, spending of that which Allah has provided them with, believing in that which Allah has been revealed to the Messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and believing in the year after. These people, they are ala hudan, they are on the guidance, But he translated, he says, أي على نور وبيان وبصيرة من الله. They are on the light and the clarity and the clear path from Allah. وأولئك هم المفلحون, and they are the ones who will be successful, أي في الدنيا والآخرة, meaning in this world and in the year after, they will be successful. وقال ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما على هدى من ربهم أي على نور من ربهم واستقامة على ما جاءهم به. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, he said with regards to the ayah ala hudam min rabbihim, he said they are on a light from their Lord, and this firmness on that which they what ma ja'ahum bihi, which the Anbiya alayhi salam has brought to them from their Lord. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, and they are the ones who are successful. أي الَّذِينَ أَدْرَكُوا مَا طَلَبُوا وَنَجَوْا مِنْ شَرِّ مَا هَرَبُوا. Those who are successful, they are those who have obtained that which they sought, and they have been saved from that which they ran away from. Meaning, what they sought was Jannah, so they attained it. And they were saved from that which they ran away from, and what they ran away from was Jahannam. So they attained Jannah, and they were saved from Jahannam. That is basically what he says. Okay, any case, that was the end of the tafsir of the fifth ayah. The next tafsir would then be on to the sixth ayah. Okay then, on that point, inshallah, that we will be ending for now tonight, inshallah. And next week again, we will continue on from ayah number 6 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So until then, we will end here for now, and we say, wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad, subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.